stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and PJ with your 8am Zedlines. Walking tracks on Mount Cutha are closed today due to planned burning in the Mount Cutha forest, according to the Brisbane Council. The planned burn, which started yesterday morning, will continue into this afternoon, with tracks potentially remaining closed for up to 2 weeks. Smoke has affected suburbs in the area, such as Kenmore, Barden, Toowong, Indooroopilly and Chapel Hill.
The University of Queensland's COVID risk calculator has been updated to find a person's risk of long COVID. Developed by experts from UQ, the University of Sydney and the Immunisation Coalition, the online tool takes age, previous COVID infection, and other factors to produce a personalised risk assessment. As a 2022 government report found that 10% of COVID cases continued long-term, Project co-lead Associate Professor John Litt says the tool allows vulnerable Australians to manage their risk of developing long COVID and reduce symptoms.
In national news, an aurora australis was seen over skies in Melbourne, Western Australia, Tasmania and surrounding areas late Tuesday evening. The phenomenon occurred during large masses of plasma being ejected from the sun's corona, otherwise known as coronal mass expulsions. Bands of gold, green, orange and red light were recorded by eager observers. Senior meteorologist Miriam Bradbury remarked that we are lucky to have such dark skies in Australia and that we were also fortunate to have minimal cloud cover.
Australia's National Homelessness Week is set to begin next Monday, bringing awareness to housing insecurity and homelessness in local communities. Held annually by Homelessness Australia, the event sees state and community groups coming together to raise the issue of homelessness across the country, with this year's coming as nearly 1 in 5 Australians report having experienced homelessness and 60% struggle to cope with the cost of living crisis. Queensland advocacy group Orange Sky has committed to providing assistance in the state, with CEO Shane Herriot saying they plan to expand operations to meet growing demand.
In international news, the UN Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting today following the assassination of senior Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Iran yesterday. Hamas has blamed Israel for Haniyeh's death, but no group has claimed responsibility, with the IDF yet to comment. The killing came hours after an Israeli strike killed a top Hezbollah commander in Lebanon. With two assassinations in the Middle East within 24 hours, experts and mediators are concerned that conflict in the region could escalate. UN Attorney General Antonio Guterres has called the attacks a dangerous escalation in conflict in the Middle East and is urging leaders towards de-escalation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 11 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.